Windrush scandal, Tories, and Blairites must go. Marvin Hay, Socialist Party Black and Asian Group. The hostile environment that this AMA promised to create as Home Secretary with the Immigration Act 2014, and the policy and guidance that have spewed from the Home Office under the Tories and Blairites, were always going to lead to increased oppression for Black and Asian workers. The Socialist Party opposes these latest appalling attacks, and has always opposed racist immigration laws. The government's 2017 race disparity audit showed the effects of racism in housing, education and employment. Without even looking at the effects of the establishment's racist immigration policies, it is clear that non-white people get an especially raw deal when it comes to opportunity in Britain. These are symptoms of capitalism, from the lasting effects of historic slavery and colonialism, through to the boss's drive to maximize profits by playing workers off against each other. The profit system wants workers competing in a constant race to the bottom in wages and conditions. June marks the 70th anniversary of the Empire Windrush passenger ship first docking in Britain. The British government encouraged workers and their families from its current and former colonies to come here to fill gaps in the workforce after the devastation of World War II. These workers went on to become pillars of public services like the NHS and public transport. But now many of the Windrush generation find themselves denied access to the NHS, sacked from jobs they've held for a lifetime, detained for undefined periods, and some even deported. It is more than shocking. Current Home Secretary Amber Rudd's admission that she was unaware her own department had deported any migrants is testament to the contempt the capitalist establishment has for workers. Public outrage has pressured Rudd and May into stating they will guarantee citizenship rights without fees or tests to the Windrush generation. These are rights their own governments were responsible for undermining in the first place. The citizenship process should not have to take place at all. Labour MP Emily Thornberry has rightly called on Rudd to quit, and her colleague Dawn Butler has correctly accused this AMA of racism. David Lammy MP has also spoken out against the government. But what are they going to do about it? Rudd will resist quitting, because it would weaken an already weak and divided minority government. And fundamentally, the Tory party defends capitalism, a system which is intrinsically unequal and racist. Fighting racism includes fighting to get them out. Jeremy Corbyn has rightly called for an end to the hostile environment, and will be marching on the Trade Union Congress, TUC, national demonstration on the 12th of May. He and the TUC could make that the launch of a serious mass campaign. Coordinated strike action should be the next step to force the Tories to call a general election and get them out. This needs to be linked to building proper democratic structures in Labour and getting rid of the Blairites. The Blairites' record is one of support not just for pro-capitalist policies in general, but racist policies in particular, see below. While using false allegations of fostering antisemitism to undermine Corbyn's anti-austerity leadership, they supported the creation of the hostile environment which caused the Windrush debacle. The Socialist Party fights for decent jobs, homes and services with full rights for all, no matter where you are from. We campaign for the right to asylum, the right to organize, and the right to work and benefits. It is the capitalists and their politicians who are behind cuts to pay and services, not migrant workers. By organizing together, in trade unions and political struggle, we can stop the race to the bottom, and take the wealth off the super-rich who benefit from it.